This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge in Texas struck down President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program on November 10th, prompting the Department of Education to stop accepting applications for debt relief. Student loan borrowers are now waiting indefinitely to see if they'll receive student loan debt relief. The Department of Justice immediately appealed to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, but that case will have to play out before the Biden administration can cancel any federal student loan debt under the program. Biden's program was already on hold due to a separate legal challenge before the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, but the administration had continued accepting applications, having received 26 million to date. Under the rules of President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program, eligible low and middle income borrowers could receive up to $10,000 of federal student loan forgiveness and up to $20,000 in cancellation of debt if they also received a Pell Grant while enrolled in college. 4 days after the Texas decision, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals dealt another legal blow to Biden's program, granting a request for a preliminary injunction sought by plaintiffs in a separate lawsuit. The Department of Justice has signaled that it plans to ask the Supreme Court to step in and vacate the 8th Circuit Court's injunction. Anheuser-Busch, the world's largest beer company, announced Monday it would give $43,000 to Montana State University to promote sustainable barley research. The company gave the university $50,000 in 2020 and $100,000 in 2019. MSU will use the money to continue barley research at its Western Triangle Agricultural Research Center, a 75-acre experimental farm near Conrad, where barley crop research involves using precision agriculture technology to analyze crop and soil health, said Justin Vetch, an assistant professor of agronomy who is leading the project. The money will help fund a hyperspectral imaging camera, which can help farmers determine which areas of a field need more or less inputs, like fertilizer or pesticide. Hyperspectral imaging is an upcoming technology in agriculture, but researchers hope it will become commercially available to Montana farmers. The technology can sense drought, stress, and pH tolerance in a plant while it's growing, providing key information on how well different barley varieties fare in the state. This year, Montana planted 1.09 million acres of barley, the most of any U.S. state, and roughly 36% of the country's planted barley. The Northern Cheyenne Tribe will receive $52 million to expand high-speed internet infrastructure projects across the reservation. The project is expected to connect more than 1,700 homes with high-speed internet. About 5,000 people live on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. Of those, about 59% of households have broadband internet subscriptions. However, those connections often lack the capacity needed for video conferencing, telemedicine, or social media. The problem is especially acute in homes where children might be attending remote classes while parents need heavy-duty internet for work. The grant funding comes through President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law and was announced by the Department of Commerce's National Telecommunications and Information Administration. The award represents the latest investment in internet infrastructure. In October, the Blackfeet Nation and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes received a total of $74.8 million to enhance their internet access. Those funds are expected to connect 927 homes on the Flathead Reservation and 4,400 on the Blackfeet Reservation. The Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program is a nearly $3 billion grant program, and the bipartisan infrastructure law includes $65 billion for affordable, reliable, high-speed internet nationwide. The Fort Harrison VA Medical Center in Helena was secured after someone died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the facility around 7:30 a.m. Thursday. Preliminary reports indicated that a single person was involved. No other injuries were reported. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff and Coroner Leo Dutton said the person died by suicide. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.